meeting. We'll talk about pledge allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the borough's hereby longstanding policy with the government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise an adequate notice of this regular scheduled meeting, which was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 4th, 2021. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting will provide an notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call, council members Burzall?
Here.
Booker? He's online?
He's not.
Jack, you online?
He's not.
I know he is.
I just spoke with him on the way here, yeah.
I see his name up there, close enough.
Mayor, we gotta make sure the audio is working.
He's not on there.
Jeff's not on.
Okay. I need a different pair of glasses.
It's a...
He told me he was in the meeting before.
Alright, so...
Mayor, go ahead.
Catalano?
Here.
Killen? Lamia?
Here.
Lexine?
Here.
And Mayor Kelly's here. I'm gonna start off with a proclamation tonight. I'll read the entire proclamation from the government divided to our fire department and also Ocean Rescue. And just say thanks again for the great work you guys do. And, so as we know, Hurricane Ida, the remnants of it kind of rolled through the inlands of Jersey. So it, luckily for us, it dodged us for the most part. But it kind of crushed a lot of inland and North Jersey and South Jersey towns. And coming when we have, the spirit of our volunteers here and of other towns, when we get crushed, we get a lot of help from other towns. But it's nice you guys are able to respond to somebody else like you did for this one. And you spent, I think, about a 9-hour day up there, and you made a lot of rescues, which I'll cover in the proclamation. But we just want to say thanks for doing what you do, and we all appreciate it, because that's really what the spirit of the town is. And you responded and went to North Jersey to help out. So, whereas on September 2nd, 2021, Hurricane Ida swept through New Jersey, bringing unprecedented flooding across the state, whereas both the Passaic River and the Saddle River had increased water levels that brought devastating flooding to Rochelle Park, and whereas the Seabright Fire Department and Seabright Ocean Rescue have tremendous experience with rescues in floodwaters and quickly responded to aid in a heroic rescuing of 11 families, one dog, and a cat. And whereas the Seabright Fire Department and Seabright Ocean Rescue are consistently training, educating, and achieving the expertise required to respond to an emergency situation and have proven their dedication to not only Seabright, but to the entire state of New Jersey. And whereas we feel extremely fortunate to have the Seabright Fire Department and Seabright Ocean Rescue and would like them to know how grateful we are. And therefore, be it resolved that I, Brian B. Kelly, Mayor of the Borough of Seabright, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey, do hereby commend Fire Chief Charles Murphy Jr., Fire Department Assistant Chief Charles Rivera, Fire Department Member Star McKenna, Fire Department Member Benjamin Perrin, Fire Department Member William Trivett, and Ocean Rescue Member Hunter Mann for their dedication and commitment. On behalf of the entire council, thank you for representing Seabright with professionalism and unmatched service. I cannot be more proud. Chris has an official proclamation for everyone too, but thanks again, because this is what you're training for, and so it's great that, I almost know that you're able to respond that quickly to something like this and help out other families and some pets too. Very nice. But thanks again for your time and your volunteers. Much appreciated.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
You guys want a picture of the mayor?
Why don't I take a picture of you guys?
Want to take a selfie?
What?
Send us a
picture. Why don't you give it
a little
picture?
Right. Sounds good. Here it is.
Smile.
Hands up.
Mm-hmm.
seconds, we're on to our remarks from the audience. If there's anybody in person or online who'd like to be heard, just please state your name and your address, and you can address the governing body for 3 minutes. Would anybody like to be heard?
Lori Calabrese, 8th Center Street. There's a saying, people don't want to know what they don't want to know. Well, it's certainly tried and true in this case and with this borough council, Gary Seabright. We have stated the truth time and time again. In fact, we have accurate data and professionals to back all of this up. Yet the borough has put such a negative spin on everything, resulting in an enormous amount of inaccurate information, unbelievable lies, not to mention bullying and painting us to be ungrateful and difficult to work with. Talk about fake news. As I read directly from the original house lifting contract a few weeks ago, you know, the initial contract that we signed, but then you altered it for your benefit without our knowledge or consent, resulting in a lot of damage to us, our family, our home. Well, I could just feel the tension welling up in the face of the borough attorney. He couldn't wait for me to finish. He was more concerned with the 3-minute timer than what I was actually saying and what we have been through. In fact, he yelled out, "Time," when my time wasn't even up. And then there was no ability to speak again at the end of the meeting. I mean, I've been here for 15 years and there's always an end of the meeting to speak. So now, I'm not trying to single anyone out, but this isn't the first time we've met with the anger from this person. We have been as accommodating and civil for the past 11 years, and it hasn't gotten us anywhere. So for anybody to get that angry so many times over the truth would typically mean guilty.
Anyone else like to be heard?
One more.
Yes, sir.
Mark Anderson, 8th Center Street. Hey guys, I'll be a little lighter note. This is a 10-year anniversary of our house lifting kind of around now. And you know, we just had a wonderful demonstration of what community is here. We do work. I've watched you guys over the years. I've been here taping, filming, recording these meetings for many years. And we're always trying to do positive things for the community. From our perspective at Center Street, it seems like we were lost or outcast to this community. When you guys had the opportunity to do the right thing, you were contractually able to get rid of that building, replace it, withhold money from him for the damage he did to our house, but instead you guys enjoyed a suit against us. It's just absolutely crazy. And you spent more money on attorneys than you would have spent fixing our house. You know, the first time they forced it to mediation, they offered $70,000, not enough to fix the house, let alone cover any of the damages. We've been very, you know, go along with whatever the solution was, but the only solutions were about protecting the borough. They're not about protecting the citizens. You guys were supposed to protect us. That's what you're here for. I like to say to all my Christian friends, you know, there's 3 books, they all kind of state the same thing, but if Jesus was walking up this beach, should be following in his footsteps. The borough's out in the ocean. We need to fire and rescue. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mark. Anybody else like to speak? Anybody online? All right, let's move on to our consent agenda. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve the items that are on our consent agenda?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Thanks, guys. Councilmember Berzal?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lonnie?
Yes.
Alexi?
Yes.
All right, consent agenda has been approved. On to individual action on new business. Vouchers, the amount of $750,607.30. I'd like to make a motion to approve the voucher list.
I'll make that motion, Mayor.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you, sir. Councilmember Berzal?
Yeah. Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lonnie?
Yes.
Alexi?
Yes.
All right, we are on the ready to the mayor and council committee comments. So, council, I can speak to your committee.
I'll touch on the beach. I'll follow up from the Dune committee that me and Brett took a ride down up and down the beach to check out where the damaged snow beds were. And we isolated certain spots, and the south was the most falling apart. So, over the last few weeks, DPW, Sean, Nayland installed 600 feet of a new fence. We have a new cutout by the village, and the area near John has done more. So it's been real nice. We bumped up the lockers for next year, and beach badges are going to stay the same. And then one note, we had the boat removed, all good, with no issues. They came right out with the insurance company and took care of it. So that went good. And the last thing I have is we're going ahead with the sign for North Beach. That's Ronnie Jackson again, is going to match the south, and it might take a little bit of time, but.
And so that'd be next step.
How did they get the boat out?
I'm not sure exactly how they did it.
They had a big front end loader of the crane. They actually drove it right down the beach, lifted the whole thing up, brought it out at Chapel onto a flatbed and gone. It was quick and painless.
Brought it right down the beach.
Right, right down the beach.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, no problems.
Is it, you think it's fixable or is it?
No. Part of the they it's not. It's in the dumpster probably by now.
It's not reef potential shut down.
It's not the same.
Anything else, Ed?
That's all I got.
Awesome. Good stuff. Thanks. Anyone else?
A couple things.
Okay.
If you look down the fireplace, what I call the big red truck is back. The ex military that Fordham family has restored. And it's back now with a new pump. And I think they paid for it, I think it's over $30,000. So now that it's back and it looks terrific, and we can catch up with the Fordham family and see when they might be able to come to a meeting and we could have an award ceremony. It's certainly worth it. If we have a chance to step down, it's very impressive what they did. Again, just following up, commend the just to commend the fire department again for their work up in North Jersey, and also just to reiterate that they're maintaining well over 50 active members. And with that, they have their 24-hour response, and it's in the neighborhood of 3 minutes for every call, which is phenomenal. Related to that, I got a report from David Stout, head of the first aid for September. They had 13 calls, and they responded and everything went well. They had 178 calls for the year so far. But Dave said they seem to have gotten some of the problems worked out, so he's comfortable with where they are right now. September went well. I checked with the engineer, Bill White, and he said on our application for pedestrian activated flashing lights at the crosswalks, he hopes that we get a response sometime in November or somewhere in there, maybe late November. And this would be unrelated to the recent walk through town we had with several this morning walk. And when I talked to that fellow, he was not DOT, he represented the engineer that DOT hired. He was talking about a year and a half to 2 years. But Bill White seems to think that our application will be considered expeditiously sometime to get an answer in November, which I hope was. We put in, I forget the number of these, 89 crosswalks. And if that's a positive, that would be a big safety improvement. So we'll soon find out. Talking of several people, and I mentioned this to the chief, I've gotten several complaints, or if you will, for your information type calls about the electric bikes that are becoming very prominent in use. And they said, one woman told me, I was walking on a splash pad and this guy went past me on a bike, not a sound, not a horn or a beep or anything, and he was flying. Sadness had a heart attack. And I've seen similar incidents where they're really moving. And the chief told me that some of them are capable of going over 40 miles an hour. I was going to contact Declan Scanlon, and maybe if you agree, I'd go on behalf of the mayor and council, just to see is there any action being considered in Trenton to license these electric bikes or put some qualifications on how old you have to be, or do you have any training or because if you've seen them, some of these kids, and they're not, I'm talking about young kids, the bikes are bigger than they are, and they're flying. So I'm a little concerned with that, and how you feel about it, but no objections, I'll contact that
sure.
Just to see if anything is pending. But if not, then we can suggest something. I'll work with the chief on that. That's all I have.
All right, thanks for having the check. You know, is that anything?
Yeah, Chief Murphy, you had made a request about the Dunkin' Donuts old building. Did you hear anything back? Did you meet anything further?
I got one from Frank, yeah. Yep.
And it looks like it's going to happen?
The request was made, I don't know if Joe heard anything different, but Frank put the request in. County's setting it up, I think Joe Turo?
Mm-hmm.
A tour. Was looking into it.
Okay.
We have that.
We had to make a request to the county administration, and Frank did that. I don't know that we have an answer.
I think there was an issue between the county and the contractor, too. Contractor on the state building got a lot quicker than county's ready to let it go down.
Okay.
I believe I spoke with Frank and that they wanted the public meeting first before that building was taken down.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, if you have any problems, please let us know.
I want to make sure
we have the full cards on our front, I want to make sure it happens.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good idea, and it'd be a shame not to have that.
Anybody else?
Yeah, Mayor. A couple of things. I made contact with the mapper that created the business map that's in the kiosk that's out on the beach. And he and I are going to talk tomorrow to see how would we update that map for next season. And then we would reach out to the businesses and see who wants to, you know, do a QR code and put that on the perimeter of the map, and they'll decide, you know, what goes with that. But so it's been a struggle. I was out there today trying to open so I can take those old ones out. And it's not an Allen key like I was told. So I reached out to C Street, who has the same one, to see what is this magical key that would open it, because that's at least 5 years old down there. Tomorrow, Mark had posted on all about Seabright, Monmouth County Division of Aging, Disabilities and Veteran Services will be providing a disaster ready go bag for residents from 11 to 1 at the old Borough Hall. So, everybody that wants to pass by there, that's a free bag. From what I looked at, you know, there's how to keep track of your medicines, your contacts. I think there was a flashlight in there.
Magnifying,
yeah. So there's a couple of things.
They're bringing them.
Yeah.
I have a sample bag.
From
11 to 1. The seniors are meeting tomorrow in the building, so. We kind of planned it so they'll all be there in their bag.
And Frank updated me that for the park across street, the Monmouth Conservation Foundation fundraiser, a bike rack has been donated for the park in the name of a 96-year-old bike rider who's still riding. And so on October 30th, that's Saturday at 11 a.m., there'll be a little dedication. I called the Two River Times and Word on the Shore to see if they would come and give them some coverage. Hello, we're going to see. We're going to see. I reached out to them. I did get an acknowledgement, so I don't know.
Paul, I tried the link. Did you call the link?
I can get the link.
Yeah, because the link will definitely come.
Yeah. And
it's great news.
It is. It's very cool.
I've been trying to get a bike rack for...
Yeah, so that's cool. I don't know if I'll be riding at 96. I'm having trouble now. So I think if we could get some people out there to rah-rah for him, I think it would be pretty cool. I'm going to truncate my report. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Kevin?
They will be, Dave is right now looking to, he's looking for a contract pricing to vacuum out, cleaning the stormwater drains downtown. So he is working on that. We used to hire the Monmouth County prisoners to clean out the storm drains and stuff. But unfortunately, COVID and everything now, it's just kind of like, we don't want to do that. So he's looking into hiring a company to come in and do that. He's in the gathering prices now. But that should get done soon, hopefully. Because we're getting to the point where we really need it now.
Is this your tour?
Dave usually takes care of that. Because it's not just the stormwater drain, it's the sump pumps and everything and the pump stations and stuff too. But he's going to get that taken care of hopefully in the next month. Hopefully before we have a good summer. Other than that, progress is good.
Okay, thanks. And I also say progress. And I checked with Joe and doesn't make me have anything for executive session. So, anything else? Any other comments?
Make a motion to adjourn. All right.
Second, anybody?
Second.
Who was that?
I just said, is that Jeff on there?
I don't know. Are you present?
I am. I'm joining your info and to go. So.
All right. So we're basically just adjourning the meeting now. So council members Birdsall?
Yep.
Yes.
Booker? Catalano?
Yes.
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
And next.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for coming out.